While he was in Pennsylvania today, President Bush managed to do something rare in the battle over abortion rights. He pleased his anti-abortion constituency without angering those on the other side. At a ceremony in Pittsburgh, surrounded by anti-abortion activists, he signed the non-controversial Born Alive Infants Protection Act. The new law guarantees that any infant born alive at any stage of development is entitled to full legal rights. Here's some of what the president had to say.
The issue of abortion divides America, no question about it. Yet today we stand on common ground. The Born Alive Infants Protection Act establishes a principle in American law and an American conscience. There is no right to destroy a child who has been born alive.
With us to discuss this and other abortion-related issues is NPR's Julie Rovner. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Margot.
What exactly would the bill do?
Well, not very much. Even the National Right to Life Committee concedes that it largely restates existing law. Abortion opponents say it's needed to clarify recent court decisions that struck down laws on what abortion opponents call partial birth abortions. They say that left the legal status of infants born alive during an abortion procedure in some doubt.
But do abortion rights backers agree with that?
Well, not exactly. Abortion rights supporters say that there aren't any doubts and that the court decisions didn't leave any, that an infant born alive is fully protected even in the case of a botched abortion. But once they were convinced that the bill wasn't aimed at restricting abortion or at granting new rights to fetuses, they decided to support it too. It actually passed the House and the Senate without a single no vote.
So why make such a big deal about something that doesn't really change anything?
Well, because this was an opportunity for the president to do something for religious conservatives and abortion opponents who are a key part of his constituency, his political base. And that's particularly important now. We're in August and we're gearing up for the midterm elections in November.
So we have this odd thing, an abortion bill that both sides agree on. But I can't believe that this bill would signal any kind of detente in the abortion wars.
No, it really doesn't. This bill is really an aberration. There's two other issues that are related to this that are still the subject of big fights in Congress. One is the issue of so-called partial birth abortion. This is the relatively rare procedure that's caused so much controversy because opponents say it's tantamount to infanticide. Congress has twice passed bans on this by a large margin. President Clinton twice vetoed those bans because it did not allow the procedure to be used to protect the health of the pregnant woman. Then 2 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down a similar law in Nebraska, also because it didn't have that health exception. Now the issue's back. The House just last month passed a new version of a partial birth abortion ban. This one says that it overcomes the Supreme Court's problem. It includes a congressional finding that the procedure is never necessary to protect a woman's health. Opponents of the bill say that that won't fly with the court either. Then the House has also passed a bill that would make it a crime to injure or kill a fetus during the commission of a crime against a pregnant woman. Unlike the bill that became law today, that bill clearly would grant new legal rights to fetuses before they're born, and that's something that abortion rights backers say could lead to limits on abortion down the road. That's something that they're fighting very hard.
So the House has passed both these bills. Is there any chance that either of them will get out of the Senate?
Well, we really don't know. Senate Majority Leader Daschle was asked about that when the House passed the bill. He actually voted in favor of the ban on partial birth abortions in the last Congress, although he said that he did that just to get it to the court to try and establish whether or not it was constitutional. He hasn't said if he'd bring it up, but Republicans have said that if he doesn't, they may try to attach it to another bill. Meanwhile, abortion rights supporters in the Senate have their own agenda. They have things that they'd like to undo. One committee has already approved a bill that would overturn the administration's cutoff of funds to the United Nations Population Fund. That's the issue of that fund that participates in China, where they have some coercive abortion policies. There's another Senate committee that's voted to overturn the administration's decision from much earlier this year to make fetuses eligible for the state children's health insurance program. The bill passed by the Finance Committee would make pregnant women eligible instead of fetuses, which would have the same effect, but they say wouldn't give new rights to the fetus.
Well, it sounds like we'll be seeing a lot more debate on these issues this fall.
I think so.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Margot.
NPR's Julie Rovner.